Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Fliegelman asked me this morning a pretty direct question about whether or not I'd been here for an entire week of both the Mets and the Yankees losing together.
There's no way.
And so I've been here for 18 years. And I wouldn't remember. I have no idea if there's been a week since I've sat in this chair where both of these teams have lost every night of the week that I was able to come in the next morning and discuss.
Now, has anybody brought that up yet? I'm sure that one of these baseball writers has said this is the first time since the Yankees and Mets lost a combined 11 games since. It may be the first time ever. I mean, it's really, really hard to do.
I would think it'd be pretty rare.
Especially with the success that the Yankees have had consistently forever.
I don't know. How far are we away from hearing about how Brian Cashman doesn't have the right to rebuild the Yankees? I mean, that's where I feel like we are right now, especially with, the things that went on last night with Anthony Volpe. And then, of course, you have Torrens with a catcher's balk. And never seen that before.
Yeah,
the guys on the, obviously Keith and Gary are like, what happened? We don't see anything. It doesn't look like Blackburn did anything. And then obviously they got the explanation.
Scoop up with the mask.
Right. And it looked like the second base umpire was the one who called it.
Yeah.
And which was really strange because obviously I have never seen that before. I can't sit here and tell you that I even knew that was a rule.
Me either. And it was very odd. And it was also, you think about Torrens, he knew it because he starts to do it and then immediately drops his mask. Like it got on fire for a second. So he knew what he was doing was wrong in a game. So, but he just obviously still did it. And then coming off of Francisco Alvarez's disastrous season so far, both offensively and defensively, and we're sitting here talking about give Torrens more playing time, then here comes Torrens and does
strange.
Something stupid like
it's
that.
It's a strange thing. I mean, and that's where the Yankees and the Mets are right now. Their offenses are not good enough to overcome their defensive lapses. I think it was probably Aaron Boone who said it. We have to be better in other areas when we're not hitting. You have to play almost perfect defensive baseball, smart base running, things of that nature. And it's interesting that, Aaron Boone is, obviously going to start feeling a lot of the pressure from the fan base just simply because that's the way it works around here. You lose, you have losing streaks, your team looks disinterested, your team makes mistakes, your team strikes out a lot. Who do people come down on?
Well, they'll come down on the best players and then the manager. For sure. I mean, so I think that the...
Man, I've been through this way too many times.
Yeah, well, of course.
It's way too early for this kind of crap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, at the same time, it's 11 straight between the two teams is abnormal. The only thing that really concerns me, there's two things I think are big issues for both teams. And the one with the Mets is the fact that they had an opportunity once again to go down to Atlanta and do damage to this team, whether it is, like a couple years ago where they could have won the division and did not, or this year where this team is in complete disarray and they could have squashed them like a lantern fly and they end up giving them life. Like, just the way that the game ended, on Tuesday night. And then the way that the game started last night, it's like, okay, here we go. We gave the Braves the smelling salts that they needed to get going. So that's what really pisses me off about what's going on with
you
the Mets.
Say the same thing for the Yankees and the Red Sox.
True, but then the Red Sox trade Devers. We'll see how that ends up working out. But yes, over the long haul. And with the Yankees, Aaron Judge, obviously, when he struggles, the offense struggles as a whole. He, of course, will come out of it. He'll have a great offensive season. We'll see what he ends up doing in the postseason. But the fact that...
I know what the problem with the Yankees is.
What's that?
Chase rate.
Oh, chase rate. Yeah. Chase rate's terrible.
I mean, when, you know, and I was listening to those guys last night, and they were talking about chase rate. They love talking about chase rate. And, you know, they had one of the best chase rates... The first, 50 games?
And then they're the best offense over the 50 games.
Yeah, right. In the last six or seven games, they've had the worst chase rate.
Well, I think that goes
there. I mean, I think that speaks volumes. But chase rate has nothing to do with making defensive plays.
Well, yeah, so that's where I was going with the Yankees. And Volpe's offensive struggles since coming up have been well-documented. And now his defensive struggles in key situations are well-documented. We talk about, you know, guys having yips and guys clamming up in certain situations, like Pete Alonso tossing the ball to a pitcher at first base. Anthony Volpe in clutch moments when the ball gets hit to him, he loses it. I mean, it's bizarre. He's a great defensive player when it's like the first, second, third, fourth inning. You know, when it's late in these games. You remember last year, big issues late in games, and this is just another one of those. Oh, crap, it's the end of the game. I can make a great play. It's a routine play, and all of a sudden I've got stone hands.
Yeah, well, it's a mental thing, just like it is with Pete Alonso at first base. And even last night, Pete Alonso makes a really nice play in the field, doesn't have much time to think about it, and throws a strike to first base.
There you go.
And, you know, Keith Hernandez and Gary were talking about that last night. It's the same thing with, Anthony Volpe. I mean, look. You just got to convince yourself, like, you could do this. You've done this a million times.
I mean, and that was a tailor-made.
And that was a great thing about Derek Jeter.
Yeah.
Derek Jeter, when the game was on the line, Derek Jeter would always make the play or do something incredibly spectacular to make a play.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Anthony Volpe at times does not make the everyday play routine like he needs to.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yeah, it's funny that you bring up Jeter in terms of Volpe, because when I was driving in and hearing a caller and Babe Ruth and Aaron Judge and C-Mac arguing with these guys, it made me think that as great as it is to be able to be a Major League Baseball player and put on those pinstripes and play at Yankee Stadium and put on the most recognizable logos in the world when it comes to sports, it also has to suck that no matter where you are, what position you're playing, there's someone who had done it better than you.
Yes.
So much so that you're always going to get compared good or bad. It's like, so Aaron Judge has been so spectacular, but he gets compared to every Yankee that won a championship that hit better than him in the postseason. His regular seasons get compared to Babe friggin' Ruth. He's not Babe Ruth. He's not this. He's not that. It's like, my God. I mean, in any other franchise, if Aaron Judge came up and was doing what he was doing, they'd already have a statue for him. But the fact that he's got the pinstripes on, now everybody's going back, well, he's not Babe Ruth. He's not Derek Jeter. He's not this. He's not Reggie Jackson in the postseason. It's like, holy crap. And then with Volpe, yes, Volpe has been disappointing. But the fact that he is a homegrown shortstop, he can't get out of that shadow ever. And I do it, you do it, everybody does it. When you make an error like that, Jeter wouldn't have done that. I mean, even with Aaron Judge. Well, Jeter hit in the postseason. Jeter was Mr. October, Mr. November.
Well, I mean,
he was Mr. November. We had Mr. November, Mr. October, and Judge is Mr. July.
But that's the good part of who Derek Jeter is. That's the great part of who Eli Manning is.
Yeah.
I mean, and everybody's going to be compared to those guys in those big moments.
But no more so than the Yankees in any other sport. Yeah, because they've been around for so long.
Plus, they have so many retired numbers.
Yeah,
they got the Monument Park out there. They got
no
the
matter
Ode
who
to,
you are, you're going to be compared to somebody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's a, I saw the post to a thing that we do here on the radio, and it's the Mount Rushmore of the Knicks.
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
Right. Yeah. So, like, you have like 19 Mount Rushmores for the Yankees.
True. Did you? That was behind a paywall.
I saw it.
You saw it. Okay. Yeah. I did not.
Yeah. So, according to the fans who voted in it, you know, obviously it was Patrick Ewing, Walt Frazier, Willis Reed, and Jalen Brunson.
Oh, Brunson made it. Well,
oh, he made it. Yeah. Okay. I mean, and why wouldn't he make it?
Yeah.
Give me another player since Patrick Ewing left.
I'm not falling into the New York Post.
Yeah,
I'm going to stay above.
But I'm just saying, like, this is the problem with the Yankees.
Yeah,
is that you have so many guys at so many positions that had so many legacy type careers that when you come and you put on the pinstripes, I'm sure Bellinger feels this way. Goldschmidt may feel this way. I'm just thinking about the guys that haven't been here and have watched this from afar and that are now here. You got to believe that they're like, I can't believe that I'm playing in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, of course, I'm sure everybody that puts that uniform on, but there's other, you know, when you're the homegrown guy, it's different. Like you get Bellinger and Goldschmidt here and, you know, Max Fried's going to be here for a long time. Bellinger and Goldschmidt probably not as long. And by the way, that Bellinger home run last night was exactly what everybody was envisioning when he put a Yankee uniform on.
Short porch, left short.
Yeah, exactly.
Have that guy.
Exactly. The what they drew up. But it's the homegrown guys. And I think, too, like those are the guys that we love the most when they do well, and we're hardest on when they do poorly. And that's what's going on with Volpe. That's what's going on with Francisco Alvarez. And you dream of these guys when they're the top prospects in baseball of being there for 15 years and being your guy. And when it doesn't pan out the way you want it to, it's frustrating because you heard all those years about, you know, this guy's an untouchable, that guy's an untouchable when it comes to trades. You know, we can't trade him. He's going to be our future shortstop. Can't trade him. He's going to be our catcher for 15 years. And when they're scuffling for a couple of years in a row, you're thinking, well, that's not working out. And unfortunately, with the Mets, it feels like, you know, a lot of their homegrown guys that are the top of the top don't pan out the way that you want them to, especially with pitching. So I really hope that Alvarez turns it around. And Volpe at this point, man, I don't want the pressure and the noise to get to him because he's a New Jersey guy who's the Yankees shortstop, for God's sakes. It's all he ever wanted to do. And he's really at a crossroads right now of where his career is going to go. I mean, that's a fact. And I'm not saying that it's over. I'm not saying that he's done. But from here to the end of the season is going to determine if his future is going to be in that uniform or somewhere else.
Well, you know, he got off to a great start this year, and everybody seemed to be pretty happy with it.
With the torpedo bat, remember
that
conversation?
Yeah, with the torpedo bat and all that other stuff.
And what happened to those things?
Yeah, they're still there, actually, but nobody seems to be talking about them. But, and I think he goes through, big shifts offensively. You know, there'll be a week where he'll have, you know, 7 hits in a week, and then there'll be like 2 weeks where he has 3 hits. So as long as he plays a solid defensive shortstop, that's the key. The metrics for him, like he can be a run producer. There's no question about it. But he cannot be a defensive liability.
Especially in big moments. I mean,
but that's the thing.
He's got that reputation now.
And it's unfortunate. And the only way he can get out of it is to play his way out of it. I don't see them having an alternative at the moment. So he's not under, I don't believe in the under pressure to lose his job right
well,
now.
Well, no. It would have to be much worse. Yeah, but I'm just talking about his future as someone that's a building block for the Yankees going forward, which he always was. I mean, and now that's being called into question.
Right. All right. So we just talk about the Yankees. We talk about all those great numbers, the legacy, the Yankee Stadium, the brand. And the brand is an awesome brand. And if you would say, who are the top five or six brands?
Don't blow the Lakers topic with 3 minutes before the break, please.
No, I'm just asking you, where would you put the Yankees in terms of branding? Like, they have to be number one.
Yeah, for sure. Yes, absolutely. Yep, indeed. I would always do that. The Cowboys. Well, I mean, the Yankees, just because they've been around the longest and there's the most history with the great players and America's pastime going back. But I mean, I do think that the Dallas Cowboys now, you know, where the NFL is in relation to the rest of the sports has to be right at the tip of everybody's tongue.
When I think of legacy franchises and I think of legacy players and managers and, you know, owners that have stood the test of time. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, they've been around longer than anybody else. And it's just, it's a brand that is as iconic as it gets. And people, you know, people come here. Just like people go to England to go to see Liverpool or, you know, one of those great soccer teams. You know, people come here to go see Yankee Stadium and to see Yankee baseball.
That's right. I
mean, millions of tourists do that.
And without a doubt, as we'll get into it a little bit later, when the Buss family sells the Lakers for $10 billion, you can't tell me that Steinbrenner group chat wasn't humming yesterday. You can't tell me that the Yankee-Steinbrenner group chat wasn't humming.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.